Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting, U.S. to help out migrant crisis. The United States will accept 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says many refugees have already been allowed in.
The fiscal year that will end at the end of this month, the United States is on track to take in about 1,500 Syrian refugees. The president has directed his team to scale up that number next year.
Meanwhile, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Romania rejected the quota plan, saying there is no way it would agree to take in as many asylum seekers as Juncker wants. Slovakia also opposes the plan. U.S. Senate Democrats have blocked a vote of disapproval on the nuclear accord with Iran, delivering President Barack Obama a victory on his top foreign policy initiative. 42 supporters of the accord voted to sustain a procedural maneuver known as a filibuster. Opponents of the deal fell 2 votes shy of the 60 required to end the filibuster and proceed to a final vote on a resolution of disapproval. Republican-led opposition accused the Obama administration of weakness and capitulation to Tehran. President Obama, meanwhile, calls it a victory for diplomacy, for American national security, and for the safety and security of the world. The fossilized bones of 15 members of an ancient species believed related to humans have been found in a South African cave. The hominid, described as a new species of human, was named Homo naledi after the Rising Star Cave where the bones were found. It was announced Thursday by an international team of scientists led by an American paleoanthropologist. This is VOA News.